multiple blood-sucking arachnids. That is the definition of polytics. In a slightly more serious vein, politics is the art of getting a whole bunch of people to do something they don't particularly want to do, and making sure that the benefit of their actions accrues to you and your friends. Politics is a very foolish endeavor. That's why politicians are fools. Pushing people around just ends up with a whole bunch of people mad at you. The disapproval rating of Congress is a good example. But just like stock traders can make money in both a rising and a falling market, a politician can make money by keeping a whole lot of people from doing what they really want to do. That's called prohibition. And it is one of the favorite activities of coercive status, but it is no more sustainable than any other criminal enterprise. Attempting to use force to influence people's behavior has been proven to be ineffective compared to other methods. The best method of influencing any animal's behavior is called operant conditioning. That is a well-established principle in Pavlovian psychology. You might not know that they teach Pavlovian psychology in Psych 101 classes in the American public school Gulag, but of course they wouldn't call it that. Operant conditioning basically means that you wait until an animal is doing something you approve of, then you give the animal a reward. Operant conditioning is very powerful. And that is the basic psychological reason why the free market is the only way to efficiently organize groups. If you want something done, you will look for someone who is already doing something similar and try to get them to help you. If you use force or fraud to get that help, you will create an enemy, to put it in lay terms. From a more technical perspective, you could say that coercive conditioning has proven to be much weaker than operant conditioning. I grew up in a farming community, and those farmers loved to farm. The religious and cultural theory was that you could work 6 days a week, and on the seventh, you would rest. Well, the farmers would kind of sneak into their fields on Sunday and quietly work. They loved what they did. It's a rare wage slave that has anywhere near that kind of passion for his work. And that's because what a wage slave does is not his work. It is the work of some rich guy who thinks he can push a wage slave into making him richer. The idea that anything a person does is not work unless it has been blessed by the government is the blight on modern economic thought. Jobs are not work, and cheerleading for jobs only makes the economy less efficient. Jobs are not the solution. Jobs are the problem. Take those jobs and shove them. Operant conditioning and the free market are the solution. Freedom works. Authoritarian politic tricks are the problem. Slavery sucks.